Rabbonim that could paskin dinay smichas in Yisrael. That's what it means to say. And we'll soon explain why. All right, a turnover. Now we're holding that Yudal Omer Aleph on top. The Mora is talking about the Shail again. How many people do you need to give smicha? So Mora said you need three. Now the Mora's kasha, is that true? Either was a Maisa with Reb Yehuda ben Bava. The Maisa was like this. Mora says, Shepa Machas, one time that happened, that Gozra HaMalchus Gezer al Yisrael, that the Malchus put a Gezer upon Kol Yisrael, that Shekol HaSoymech Yehorek, anybody that gives smicha will be killed. The Chol HaNisma, whoever receives smicha, also Yehorek, the Goyim will kill. V'yir Shesemchem, but to find the city that they give smicha there, Tichorek, they will destroy the whole city. U'tchumim Shesemchem Bo Yakrov, they find even near the tchum of the city, they will destroy the whole tchum. So Ma Osa Yehuda ben Bava, what did he do? Cholach, he went, V'yoshev Loi Ben Shnei Horem Gedolim, he sat in between two big mountains. Ubein Shnei Ayoros, in between two big cities, Gedolos. Two big cities. Ubein Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. Ben Usholiz Safram. That's where he sat. The Somach Shem, he gave smicha there to Chamishas Kenim, to five Zekenim. The Elohim, these were the five Zekenim that he gave smicha to. In other words, without smicha, you can't pass Kandini Knossos. So without this smicha that he gave, there wouldn't be any Dini Knossos. So did he give smicha to the Elohim? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. These are the five Talmidim that he gave smicha to. Rav Avia, Moisef, he adds on, Afram Nechemia, even from Nechemia also, that he gave smicha to them. Fast Pshan the Gemara will soon see like he was the one that kept smicha, kept Dinah Knesset going. Like Rashi explained before, because the Elohim Ksiv, it says in the Parsha of Knesset Elohim, to mashma dainei mumchin. We need dainei mumchin. V'haynu smuchin. Those are the yom that receive smicha. Uvishah dini mumnis loibina mumchin. Other dini mumnis we hold do not need beznin of mumchin. Like the Gemara said in the beginning of the Masechta, mishum nilas delas. For the hechad leka nilas delas could go in by bedalat shemim. Ugzelas. Then, the dayonim of beznin. In Bovel, Alpha Gavino Leka Smuchim, because Shlichosayim Koav Dinon. There's such a cloud that in Bovel they could do the Shlichos of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara Nachayvo says, but by Knosso, there we do not do Shlichosayim, Mishum Lo Shchichi, Veles Bechsoron Kis. So the Gemara comes down Nachayvo, that since Knosso is not Shchiach, and there's no Chsoron Kis, there's no Aloch in Bnei Bovel could do the Shlichos of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if you have no mismochim, you can't paskin dine knossos, you can't paskin. See, if not for Yehuda ben Bava that gave smicha to these five talmidim, it would have been bottled dine knossos. Now the Lord goes back. What was the ma'isa? So where it says that kivan shekiru oivehim, where the goyim saw what Yehuda ben Bava was doing, omalen, so Yehuda ben Bava told his talmidim, bini, my children, right to run away. Omulet, he said back to the Rebbe, Rebbe, Mati Alecha, what's going to be upon you? Omulet, he said back to them, Hareini Muta Lefneim, I'm like in front of them, Kevin like a stone, Shein Loi Hoifechas, I have no place to return to. In other words, they're going to catch me anyway. And the Mashur explains, to me, what they kill me won't harm me. I won't have any tsar. Machmas says, Avas Hashem, he's not going to have any tsar, any pain, just like a stone has no pain. But you, the Talmidim, you should run away. That's what happened. Omru was said that Leizoz Mishom, they didn't move from there, the Goyim, Ad Shenoatsu Boy Sholosh Meyas Lenvias, until they threw into him 300 like arrows. Shabals were made from iron. V'yosel Kakavra, they made him like a thief. That's the way they killed the Yehuda ben Bava. But Akoponim, Yehuda ben Bava gave smicha to these five Talmidim. Skor the Kasher is, he was here alone, he was here by himself. So who you see, you can give smicha by yourself, you did not need three, like it says before in the Braisa. So Gemara says, could be no. This is more kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Bobo, and the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Bobo, Achrina, Havi Be'adei, Ateno, somebody else was there with him. He wasn't alone, there were other people there also. Why doesn't the Gemara, the Braisa, bring it down? Mishum Kvoidit, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Bobo, because of his COVID, they didn't want to mention who else was there. Now the Gemara asks, for Rabbi Meir, where in Rameya, did he really receive Smicha? We have Yehuda ben Bava Samcha. Is it true what you're saying, that Yehuda ben Bava was the one that gave Smicha to Rabbi Meir? I have Omer Rabba Bar Bachona. Omer Rabbi Yechon, so the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Koloi Mer Rabbi Meir Le Samchu Rabbi Akiva. Whoever says that Rabbi Meir did not receive Smicha from Rabbi Akiva, ain't a relative, he's only making a mistake. So Mashma Rabbi Meir received Smicha from Rabbi Akiva. So more stuff like this. Samcha Rabbi Akiva Vlei Kiblu. True. First, Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva wanted to give him Smicha, but he didn't accept it. Like he felt he was too young. He wasn't ready to get it yet. And then Samcha Yehuda Ben Baba Vlei Kiblu. Then later he accepted from Yehuda Ben Baba. Then he accepted it. He accepted the Smicha. Over Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Ein Smicha B'chutz Loretz. There's no Pasha of Smicha in Chutz Loretz. Samar explains, what does that mean to say? My ain smicha. What does he mean to say? There's no din smicha. There's no smicha in Chutz Loretz. You learn if you want to tell me the loy dine dine knosses klal b'chutz Loretz. That means even somebody that has smicha from Eretz Yisrael, when he comes to Chutz Loretz, he can't pass on dine knosses. Knows that it doesn't apply the halacha of smuchim in Chutz Loretz at all. Is that true? For the Gemara of what's now learned like this, that Sanhedrin nehegis bein boetz and bein b'chutz Loretz. And the Sanhedrin is knowing bein in Eretz Yisrael and bein in Chutz Loretz. And of course, the Sanhedrin could pass can be in the Knossos. So who you see clearly, a bezin that has smicha from Eretz Yisrael, they of course could pass can be in the Knossos, even in Chutz Loretz. So what does it mean to say here, if there's no din in Knossos in Chutz Loretz? What does this mean to say? Well, it says true, Ella, rather, what the Bryce means to say here is, to lay samchinim chutz loretz, that we don't give smicha in chutz loretz. Smicha is only giving in Eretz Yisrael, but we do not give smicha in chutz loretz. That's what I mean to say. So Mar says napshita, samchim chutz loretz. The people that want to give smicha are in chutz loretz. V'nismachim boretz, and the people that want to receive the smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, and not near one another. So pshita ha'amrinim delay, that avada does not help. That even if the Tamidim would be in front of the Rebbe in Chutz Loretz, you cannot give smicha in Chutz Loretz. So now that the Tamidim are not in front of them, but the Tamidim in Eretz Yisrael, pshita does not help. My mashalim is like this. Ela, what's going to be? Soimchin beret Doretz, the Rebbe is in Eretz Yisrael, v'nismochim Chutz Loretz. They want to give smicha to a Talmud in Chutz Loretz. Does it help or not? Mine. Does the Talmud have to be right next to the Rebbe? Or could the Talmud even be far away? So Morris says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, Rabbi Yechon, have him mitzdayir olay, the Rabbi Shomin bar Abba, t'lehevi gabayad lismechay. Rabbi Yechon felt bad that his Talmud, Rabbi Shomin bar Abba, was not near him, that he could give him smicha. So Chura, why did he feel bad? Let him give him smicha. So Chura, it's a proof that if the Talmud is not near the Rebbe, he can't give smicha. So Morris says now, Rabbi Shimon bar Zirud, the Chadime, one with him. Omani, who is that? Rabbi Yenisim ben Achmoy. So Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud and Rabbi Yenisim ben Achmoy. The Amrilo, some say, was the opposite way. It was Rabbi Yechonin ben Achmoy. The Chadime, somebody with him. Omani, who was it? Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud. That Chadehevi Gabayu Samchu. One of them was by the Rebbe. They received smicha. The Chad Lehevi Gabayu Le Samchu, the one that was not near the Rebbe, did not get smicha. You see clearly that smicha only helps if the Talmud is right near the Rebbe. If the Talmud is not by the Rebbe cannot give smicha, even though he's an Eretz Yisrael. But since the Talmud is not next to him, he cannot give him smicha. Rebbe Chanino, Rebbe Hoshio, Hevi Ko Mishtakid, Rebbe Yechon Lesmechinu. Rabbi Yechon wanted to give these two Talmidim smicha. Lo hevi mistayin milsa, or this didn't come out. Rashi says, Keshoi letzloi, lo hayu moitzi shnaim, shitzfafi moit l'saim choy. That when the father of the Talmidim came to the Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon couldn't find another two to be with him to give him smicha. Mora says, Hevi ko mitzayin tuva, he felt very, very bad about it. Omule said, they said back to him, they told Rabbi Yechon, learn it's darimah, don't feel so bad. The Anan, because we're both me the base Eli question, we both come from base Eli. And the Yomareb Shmuel Ban Achman, Yomareb Yenison, Minayin, how do we know? You're not supposed to give smicha to Beis Eli. Shneim the pasuk says, "Lo yi zakum beisecha." There'll be nobody old in your house. Kol hayomim, my zakum. What does it mean to say an older person? Eli mizakin mamish, really an older person. Look, see the pasuk said already. Kamar beisecha yimayso nashim. They'll all die young. They won't live long from Beis Eli. Ela rather means to say a smicha that nobody from Beis Eli will receive smicha. So anyway, they didn't deserve to receive smicha, that's what I told the Rebbe, don't feel bad. For it says, Kivan the Shemitia, Masav Na Reb Zeiro, Hevi Mit Mala Mismichai, Reb Zeiro used to hide himself, he didn't want to receive smicha from his Rebbe. Why? Because first he heard the Yomer Reb Lozo, that Lierlam Hevi Kobol, like always hold yourself back. Hevi Kobol rushes like awful, be like dark, don't hide yourself, let yourself be low. The kaim, and that's the way you'll stay alive. The tichy, Rashi said, you'll live long. Kalena, Rashi says, harchik min rabonis, go away from the rabonis. Shemekaber as baleo, because when you come and rob like the rabonis, that kills you. But so at the beginning, Rabbi Zera wanted to hide from receiving smicha. But kivin disham, Allaho the yom Reb Loza, when he heard of what Reb Loza said, that ain't adam oil l'gdula, nobody goes up to greatness. Elim came moichlam leach al kol avonoisov, like that first the Kodesh Baruch Hu was moichiv on all your avonois. So then amtsi leyanav shein, he put himself to be in front of his Rebbe that he should be able to receive smicha. The Mor says now ki samchul Reb Zeir, when his Rebbe gave him smicha, shomu, they sang like this. They sang in front of Reb Zeir when he received smicha that lekochol vizatam chochem, that does not need eye makeup, for leisarik, it doesn't need it for the face makeup. Pirchot doesn't take care of his hair. The yalat chen, and still he has chen. In other words, without all the extra kishutim, he is pure chen. Ki somchul rabami negeis mich to rabami, or rabati to rabasi, shalom hochid is the way they sang. For them, that kol minden, anybody like them, kol minden, smoichul deserves to receive smicha. Smoichul lanu, letis mechul lanu. In other words, people like this really deserve smicha. But loy tismuchu is not loy tismuchu lanon loy sar miton for loy misar misin v'yarmel and some say loy mechamisin v'loy mutumer misin. These type of people, they do not deserve smicha from us. So Rashi says samisa means loshin havchonim k'moisoros. The mikra change around the mikra from beginning to end. They change around the reasoning of the Torah. Samitin, Rashi says, they don't give a good reason for what they're saying. Such people do not deserve to have smicha. When Rabbi Avua came back, like from the yeshiva, when he arrived at the emperor's court, so nafek matronisa the vekesa, like the ladies of the court went out to see him, or mishalim lay, and they sang like this to him. They said, Rabba the Yamit, like the great man of your people, Midarbono the Yumse, you're like the leader of the nation, Butsinu the Nahara, you're like a lantern of light, Baruch Miyasiyach L'Sholem, like the coming should be in peace. That's the useless thing for him. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Arefeth Egla B'Shloisha, Bad Egla Rufi, you have to have three Dayonim, Torah Rabbanon. Rabbanon Price says like this, the Yotzu Zekenecha v'Shevtecha, the Zekenim and the Shevtim should go out of the city. Zekenecha Shnayim, Shevtecha Shnayim, that means four. And V'yein Beth and Shokel can't have an even amount. Therefore, my Stephen Aleim my Decha, you have to add one more, that's the F5. Harei Ken Chamisha Divra Muda, that's a Muda Shita, that for Egla Rufi, you have to have five Dayonim. Rabbi Shimon Aymano, Zekenecha Shnayim, that's all two. And V'yein Beth and Shokel can't have an even amount. Therefore, my sifin lay my dech, and he had one more. Hooray, kan shlesh, that's enough, that's three. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, hi shevtecha, my yovel, what to do with the pasuk shevtecha? So Gemara says, who be bullied, this he needs, le miyuchodim shem shevtecha. You have to take special people, they have to be miyuchodim. Rashi says, you mezikne sanhedrin gedolo, they have to be from the sanhedrin gedolo. But all you need is just three, not more. For Rabbi Yehuda, Mizikne ziknecha nafka. From the word ziknecha, he learns that both of these things. That you need four, and you also have to be from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. For Rabbi Shimon, I mizikne have a mino ziknei hashuk. You also have to have any older person, even from the streets. chaser rachamon is a kinecha. To say, no, they have to be special from a Sanhedrin Gedolah. But it does not teach us an amount. It only teaches us that the two, and it comes out the three you need, have to be from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. V'iksiv z'kinecha, we'll just have z'kinecha, but I mean, I would have to say Sanhedrin Ketana. It's enough time from the Sanhedrin Ketana of 23. Chaser rachamon is b'shevtecha, memiyuchodim shevtecha. Teaches you have to have from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Rabbi Yehuda said to Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know this? Gomar zikne zikne, mevesamchu zikne yede shedayim. That ma'ala halam yuchadim shebeide, just like over there we had before, it has to be from the Sanhedrin Gedolah. His afkan, he was a begla rufa, miyuchadim shebezekanecha. So therefore the word shevtecha is there extra, and therefore he holds, you have to have five, four and then five. So Mar says, I yalef lelef kulam yasim. If he learns out from there, let him learn out everything from over there already. Rashi says, "Afilu minyana the chamishim yasnu let him learn out from there also." So Mar says, "True, ziknecha v'shavtecha lomlik." What do you have to have the word ziknecha v'shavtecha for? Elo the Mar says like this: Vav v'shavtecha leminyana. The shalom is yidash in the word vav now. That's what's extra. Avadi does not learn out from the parasha of Egla Rufa. So therefore, everybody holds you have to have shavtecha for this purpose. The teacher is miyuchadim shavtecha. That has to be from Sanhedrin Gedolah. So how does he know to say you have to have five then? So they from the word vav v'shavtecha l'minyana. For Rabbi Shimon, vav lo dar, she doesn't dash in the extra vav. For the mu'ela miyativ, so v'yotzu let's say shenayim. Omadu du shenayim. So Yehuda already teaches, according to Yehuda, you have to have nine bayon then to go out to count to how close the mace is to the city to know which city has to bring the Egla Rufa. And the Rabbi Shimon Shiva, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have seven sekanim. Like you have six in the Pasuk and you have to add one more. Well, the Mar no, whom we burn like this, with this, these words of the Yotsu Shnayim, we need like a time like we learned. The Yotsu means Hein Veloy Shluchen. The Bezin themselves have to go out. They can't make a Shliach to go out. Or Mother do they have to count, they have to measure. That means Sha'afilu Nimsa. The Olul, Li'ir, Tzarech Lasek the Medina.